This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Union Cabinet has approved the terms of reference of 8th Central Pay Commission. Briefing the media after the Cabinet meeting in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the Commission will make its recommendations within 18 months from the date of its constitution. He informed that the Commission will comprise one chairperson, one part-time member and one member secretary.
Today, the Honorable Prime Minister approved the 8th Pay Commission. The composition, terms of reference and duration of the commission have all been finalized today. This is an important decision and almost all state governments have expressed their support for it. The commission will submit its report within 18 months. Justice Ranjana Prasad Desai has been appointed as a chairperson, while Professor Pulak Ghosh and Mr. Pankaj Jain, Secretary of the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, will serve as members.
Who is Secretary of Petroleum and Natural Gas, he will be the members.
The Cabinet also approved the nutrient-based subsidy rates for Rabi season 2025-26 on phosphatic and potassic fertilizers. Mr. Vaishnaw said the Cabinet has approved a subsidy of about 37,952 crore rupees for Rabi 2025 and the rates will be applicable from 1st of October. Andhra Pradesh is witnessing torrential rains and fierce winds, gusting up to 110 km per hour as severe cyclonic storm Montha over Bay of Bengal is moving towards the state's coastal areas. The storm is expected to make a landfall near Kakinada between Machilipatnam and Kalingapatnam by this evening or night. The cyclone intensified into a severe cyclonic storm this morning. More from our correspondent.
Heavy to very heavy rain since morning has lashed Kakinada, Machilipatnam, Krishna, West Godavari, Konasima, Bapatla, Prakasham, Nellur and parts of Rayalaseema. An 8-kilometer beach road between Kakinada and Uppada has been damaged. Sea conditions remain rough with a storm surge along the Krishna and Godavari river basins, prompting restrictions on beach access and a ban on fishing. Danger signal number 7 has been hoisted at Kakinada port with lower alerts for all other ports, putting the entire coastline on high alert. The state government has launched massive rescue and relief operations, evacuating people from cyclone-prone villages to relief camps stocked with food and water. Allu Murli, Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
In Odisha, southern and coastal districts of the state are experiencing rain since this morning under the impact of the severe cyclonic storm. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi chaired a high-level review meeting in Bhubaneswar today to assess the state's preparedness for Montha. Yenam district in Puducherry is also bracing for the impact of Cyclone Montha as gale winds ranging from 70 and 80 kilometers per hour have been lashing the region since this afternoon. Several trees have been uprooted at various locations and authorities are engaged in clearing operations. Union Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has directed all railway officials to take necessary precautions in view of the impending Cyclone Montha's impact, particularly along the east coast in Andhra Pradesh, Odisha and Telangana. The minister said this while reviewing railways' preparedness in view of the impending cyclone through video conferencing. Mr. Vaishnaw instructed all railway zones to remain on high alert and ensure swift restoration of train services after the cyclone. The centre has approved an advance release of 20 crore rupees as the second instalment of the central share of the State Disaster Response Fund to Nagaland for the year 2025-26. The funds aim to support immediate relief efforts for people affected by extremely heavy rainfall, flash floods and landslides. Hindustan Aeronautics Limited, HAL, has signed an MOU with Russian Public Joint Stock Committee Company, United Aircraft Corporation, for the production of SJ-100 civil commuter aircraft in India. In a social media post, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh hailed the landmark step for the civil aviation sector of the country. India's industrial production growth measured by the Index of Industrial Production, IIP, grew 4% on an annual basis in September this year, led by manufacturing sector. Meanwhile, the IIP growth rate has been upwardly revised to 4.1% for August this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.